We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
I will definitely be advocating for lose to the Vikings.
Boyle under pressure.
Oh, boy.
And this pass is picked off. Patrick Peterson, 34th interception of his career.
Let's go Texans. Beat those Colts. LGT.
So a Houston win and a Bears loss, and Chicago would own the first overall draft pick.
Did you happen to watch the Colts game yesterday?
Hunger out of the gun. Looks left. Hangs in the pocket. Fires in the end zone. Wide open. A touchdown. Mo Ali Cox. Colts have the lead. Touchdown. INDY.
Oh, no. There's a real chance. It's like a 38% chance that on Monday morning, the Bears are going to have the number one pick in the draft.
Will the balloons return to the studio?
All right. Ron, you got an update on the Houston game?
Yeah, Houston had a 4th-and-20 at the Colts' 28-yard line.
Empty set for Mills. 5 wide. 3-go right. Flush out of the pocket right side. Now being forced back in. Throws it downfield to the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. And that is Jordan Akins.
There's a timeout. I guess the question is whether they're going to go for two and put everything on the line right now.
Wow. Put it on the line, Lovie.
Lovie wants to catch an early flight here.
Texans lose this game. They're guaranteed the number one overall pick in the draft. Let's see what they do here on the two-point conversion. Ogunbowale, the back to the left. Mills going to throw it. On the two-point conversion, fires upfield into the end zone, and it's a catch. And Houston now leads at 32-31.
God bless Lovie Smith.
How about that?
I do believe in second chances.
It's not over yet.
If you'll let me finish.
Oh, my God.
The Colts have one more chance. What do the football guys have in store for us here? Final play. Ellinger buys some time. Throws towards the end zone. And it is
knocked away. Yep. The Bears have the number one pick in the 2023 NFL draft.
This is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever
where we
seen.
Are right now, you said number one overall pick in heaven. Is that what you said? Yeah, you said it right? Yeah. How about the number two overall? Could that help? Number three, there's a lot of picks that can help. That's how I look at that.
Just when you think you've seen it all.
The NFL draft is now officially open. The Chicago Bears are on the clock.
That is a very significant play and moment in Bears history that has led us to today, which hopefully will be the moment that sets up the Bears for the next 20 years of their franchise. That was Tanny's Open after week 18 of the 2022 season when the Houston Texans, under the guidance of Lovie Smith, improbably beat the Indianapolis Colts, gifting the Bears the number one overall pick in the Bryce Young draft, which ended up being traded to the Panthers, who then ended up being the worst team in the NFL, which gave the Bears the rights to Caleb Williams. And that is only the beginning of the story.
What an incredible, incredible moment to go back to. I love the thought that you and Tanny had to go back to that. And you hear so many different perspectives in there, live on our sister station WBBM,
You heard right there from Tom Thayer and from Ron Gleason and from Jeff Joniak, watching it, processing it with Bears fans in real time. And Lovie Smith with the classic coach speak. What's one? What's two? What's three? In terms
he also
of the
knew
pick.
He was getting fired.
So it's fascinating because what's the difference? One turned into the Hall from Carolina, including DJ Moore and the pick. And then we watched all season last season as that pick became number one. And here we are with an opportunity to draft what is supposed to be this era's version of Andrew Luck or Joe Burrow or Peyton Manning or any number of clear-cut number one overall theoretical generational talents that certain franchises are lucky enough to get, and the Bears may be lucky enough to have gotten one.
And that word that you just used, lucky. Bears fans are so cynical, earned, deserved, the belief that it's never going to go your way. I want to take people back to some of the specifics of what had to happen there, okay? So that game, okay, the Bears lose. Justin Fields doesn't play to the Vikings. Nathan Peterman, the Bears were tanking the whole year. Fine. You need the Texans to beat the Colts. They're down 7 late. Davis Mills orchestrates a 14-play drive.
Well, when you've got Davis Mills, you figure that is inevitable.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
On that drive, he converts a 4th and 10.
To who? Do you have it?
I don't.
Come
have
on, Danny.
Hold on. I don't have the 4th and 10. But hold on. In the midst of the 14-play drive, yeah. Converts a 4th and 10.
Yeah.
Then on the touchdown that you hear there.
Yeah. Who was it?
With 50 seconds to go. It's a 4th and 20.
God, it's a 4th and 20.
4th and 20. Hold on. The only 4th and 20 or more play converted in the NFL all year. All season. It was the longest 4th down conversion of the year. It was the only drive in the NFL that year that had 2 conversions of 4th and 10 or more.
To Jordan Akins.
On the same drive. And Jordan Akins.
Yes.
Also.
Beat you to Jordan Akins. I did better research.
No, you didn't. Because Jordan Akins was the guy who caught the 2-point conversion from Davis Mills. So he catches the 4th and 20.
Well,
he catches the 2-point conversion.
They
convert a 4th and 10.
Is
they
Jordan convert a not four- lost on you, the name Jordan and all this?
Good point.
Thank you, Tanny. Thank you very much. Lovie Smith and Jordan.
And Davis for Jody Davis.
And Davis Tanny. Mills.
Of course.
Get the Bears the number one overall pick. And then your general manager.
Mine.
Pulls off. No, you as in Bears fans.
Oh, I see.
Ryan Poles pulls off the modern day Herschel Walker trade. Trades out of the rights to Bryce Young. Gets the 9th overall pick.
Well, how about this? Hold on. How about this, that David Tepper has to overrule, apparently, Frank Reich and everybody else and say, I want Bryce Young, when Thomas Brown, who's now on the Bears coaching staff, and Frank Reich and everybody apparently wanted C.J. Stroud. Panthers had to be that terrible.
Yes, right. And that is at least in some dispute. Peter King says he doesn't believe that. Other people swear
Tanny,
by it.
I think I nailed it, and I win the research battle again. What are your thoughts?
Fair enough. Then – You execute the trade.
Yes.
And you spot the sucker at the table.
Uh-huh.
You trade that pick to Carolina. You get the number 9 pick. You end up trading down one spot, picking up a 4th rounder. You get Darnell Wright. He's all rookie. The 2nd round pick becomes Tyreek Stevenson.
Incredible.
One of the best cornerbacks as a rookie in the league. You get the 1st overall pick this year that becomes Caleb Williams. Well, okay, right, everyone knew Carolina was going to be bad. No. They won 7 games the year before, and they lost 4 games that year by 3 points. They win 1.
We thought it was a great nest that Bryce Young was going into, or at least a decent nest.
Yeah, they ended up trading away McCaffrey, trading away DJ Moore. It was a bad situation, obviously, and it got worse. But
I remember many conversations where we did not think their pick was going to be that good.
No, I mean, they had won 7 games the year before, and they had upgraded at coach and upgraded at quarterback. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, maybe they're a 6-8 win team.
And that the 4th rounder that you have made it a little easier for you to trade. I believe it was your own 4th rounder that you traded for Keenan Allen.
Correct.
As well.
So, and you still have the Panthers' 2nd round pick next year.
Amazing.
So a 4th and 10, a 4th and 20, Lovie Smith, Davis Mills, Jordan Akins, the Carolina Panthers being bad, the Carolina Panthers being so bad in one-score games that they lose them all, you executing that trade this year to this moment to get this quarterback in this draft. It is an unbelievable set of circumstances that has led the Bears to be on the precipice of drafting Caleb Williams.
That's very good stuff. And so not just Lovie Smith to thank, but all of those people, all of those situations. All of that happenstance and good fortune, which Bears fans are not used to claiming and feeling.
And so when people say,
It's the Bears.
It's the Bears.
Well, I think Kyle Long spoke eloquently to it in another piece that Tanny had put out there yesterday from a few weeks ago with us when he talked about, like, there is this sense of kinship about, well, you know, our Bears, they never get it right. And a lot of towns, a lot of fandoms do have that. And for the Bears, we unfortunately have that about the most important position in all of team sports.
Correct.
And we have come by that honestly. And even in recent years, watching and living with Cutler for as long as we did, watching the drafting, the growth, and the failure of Mitch, the drafting, the growth, and the decision to move on from Justin, and at least that falling short of what they thought it could be. So it is earned cynicism and pessimism, which are not both necessarily the same thing. But this is a moment where the optimism should at least be on the table for you, because look at how we even got here.
It's an amazing thing that we're in this situation as a collective city and fan base. It really is remarkable. Because you didn't get the number one pick from Carolina being bad in a year where Eric Fisher is the number one pick in the draft. Or even when Myles Garrett is the number one pick. And Myles Garrett is great, and you'd be feeling lucky.
Or Bryce Young.
Yeah. Well,
now you did possibly have C.J. Stroud, but you were not alone in not thinking C.J. Stroud was going to be this.
C.J. Stroud is obviously a guy that you'd love to have be the Bears quarterback, but at the time of the draft, it was a debate.
C.J. Stroud has broken the testing conversation, because the test that he failed,
the S2 test that he failed
is supposed to be the thing that tells you whether somebody's going to panic, and he did not do well on that and then was brilliant.
Right. But even so, like that component of it, is there's a certain amount of like luck that goes into it. Oh, there was a debate on the two quarterbacks. Some teams like Stroud, some teams like Bryce Young. This is
A no-brainer.
And it's been a no-brainer since the minute the Bears got the number one pick in week 17. It's been a no-brainer for that. I know not, and I'm not even trying to restart that whole debate.
Oh, no.
But I mean, in league circles,
yes,
it has been a no-brainer since the moment they lost that game in week 17 and locked up the number one pick.
Well, you know, it's been interesting because Kaylin Kaler was on the station earlier today, and she had a thread yesterday on Twitter about how unique it was that in this process, Caleb Williams made one visit and that the Bears brought in one quarterback. That even though it seems like the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind to a lot of people, this is unprecedented in NFL draft history. Even just going back to last year or whenever, and even going back to the last time we had a presumptive number one, it was Burrow. So there are...
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor. Sorry, so Trevor did make a few more visits
as well. Trevor Lawrence.
So both Trevor and Burrow made multiple visits, and both of those teams brought in multiple quarterbacks. The Bears did not. But they did look around. They dug into the personal, and they found teammates that loved him. They found a support system that has his back. They found a guy who loves football and works his ass off to be great at it. And as we have learned, and we'll learn more, this is a very intelligent, polished, smart, confident young person. This is a different person than Justin Fields. It's a different person than Mitch Trubisky. It's a different person than Jay Cutler. It's a different person than we've probably ever had here in terms of someone who has been great, truly great at the college level. In his down year, the offense was incredible. In the down year for USC, it was still great. And what's the touchdown to interception ratio?
In the red zone, 46-1.
46-1.
Yeah.
And so you've got a guy who has been truly great and knows it and wants to be even better, wants to be one of the greatest of all time, and believes he can be there. And there's stuff on tape and there's stuff in the meeting rooms that makes others and people who know way more than all of us believe that he can be.
So I hope people are willing to, you've been burned before. You've been burned by the second pick in the draft in the year where there was Mahomes. You were burned when you fell for Justin Fields. What are you giggling at?
A texture says, guys, thanks for explaining why God wants a new stadium on the lakefront.
Yeah. Honestly, like I said yesterday.
So God's like, look at all this that happened. It's perfect timing for the Bears and their fans. That's why. So God's a quarterback. It makes all the sense in the world now.
It makes perfect sense. That's what I said. If they would have gotten up there and had a pastor lead a prayer thanking God for the Bears getting the opportunity to draft Caleb Williams, I'd be like, kind of offensive, but I get it. Uh-huh. But a building and public taxpayer dollars? No. That's why there should be a statue of Lovie Smith.
But clearly David Mills and Jordan Atkins, I thought it was Akins. Either way.
It doesn't matter.
It does. It really doesn't. But the point is
that it's a guy like that.
Yes. Like, you know how the Harry Carey statue looks like it has, like, the denizens of hell around his legs that are climbing up out of it? We need Davis Mills and Jordan Akins and, you know, David Tepper and, like, everybody else who played a role in this thing. They all need to be down there at the feet of Lovie Smith.
A 4th and 10 and a 4th and 20 on the same drive and then a 2-point conversion by Davis Mills is what got the Bears the number one pick that then set another 100 things in motion that had to break their way for them to have the rights for us to be here in Detroit.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, you know,
that is so ridiculous. Because if it wasn't – if Carolina wins one of those three-point losses and the Bears end up with the second pick in the draft, right, we are doing a – we are in the situation of, like, is it Jaden Daniels? Is it Drake May?
Right.
Is it J.J. McCarthy?
Dude.
Here's the thing I know about those three guys.
Uh-huh.
At least one of them is going to be a bust, and that would have probably been the one the Bears drafted.
Well, I mean, we've seen it.
This guy's not going to be a bust.
We have seen that. We have seen a Bears brass choose the wrong guy and decide on the wrong guy. This one, there was really no decision to make. It's amazing. It's sitting next to folks broadcasting from Washington, talking to folks broadcasting from Boston here on Odyssey's little mini radio row in Detroit, which is absolutely awesome over here, by the way. It's a great idea by our corporate overlords, Odyssey, and we hope that these kind of things happen at multiple events because we're all here together getting a chance to talk. The New England guys are like, yeah, probably Drake May. I don't know. I hope it's good. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Washington guys are like, well, yeah, I mean, it should be Jaden Daniels.
But we're debating.
We're debating.
And we don't really
They're
know.
They're debating still.
Yeah.
And while it maybe has made for a more challenging polls position at times, because
we
nailed
it.
I feel good about it. But there has been no such decision. And I reminded myself today of some of just, you know, stripping away the noise and then the analysis of the noise and the analysis of the analysis of the noise and just watching that dude play football some more today. Oh, boy.
Dude, I watch highlights of him literally every day.
Danny, I watch so
– I watch a highlight. Like, my algorithm has figured it out. I like Sydney Sweeney and Caleb Williams. Like, my algorithm knows what I like.
Just in case there's anyone still out there who's doubting or, like, hasn't watched enough or a ton or maybe or whatever, saw some bad – you're going to love the way the dude this plays quarterback, the way that this dude plays it. Like, you are going to love it. He moves beautifully in the pocket, outside the pocket. His eyes are always downfield looking to make a play. His torso is in position to make a good throw at all times. You know how Steph Curry doesn't need his whole body pointed to the basket to make a three?
Yeah.
He just has mastered the art of having his torso and his arms in the right way. Watch this dude run and get ready to throw the football, and then he does with a split second, the quickest release you've seen of somebody on the move ever as a Bears quarterback from any platform, any body position with accuracy and confidence. It is incredible to watch, and we're going to get to see that. And the first few times you see that, you're going to be like, oh, I get it now.
Well,
I get it. He loves Aaron Rodgers, and he plays like Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I was going to say.
Doesn't he?
He literally has mimicked his game after Aaron Rodgers. The only thing that Bears fans might not like about him is that I think it's minus money tonight that he'll get asked that question as a Bear, and he won't shy away from it because he doesn't shy away from who he is.
Amen.
He'll say his favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. He modeled his game after him. He wants to win more Super Bowls than Brady.
Yeah.
He watches video of Mahomes and tries to incorporate it into his game. But when all those years of Aaron Rodgers owning the Bears and us talking about, God, he's so damn good, I almost kind of have to respect it, but I hate him. that's what this is going to be.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it in the way that he bounces on his feet. You'll see it in the, even the way that now he holds the ball, because Rodgers changed where he holds the ball through the years, and Caleb has changed as he's done it. So he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers off the field, and he's not going to be a Packer. But if he plays like Aaron Rodgers and thinks the game like Aaron Rodgers, sign me the F up. As a starting point, it's like Kobe watching Jordan, and then Kobe becomes himself over his own career. We're going to get to watch this kid hopefully become himself.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's finally here. It's finally here. The Bears are finally going to have a franchise quarterback, and he's going to be here for 15 years.
Shut up already.
What do you mean?
You scare me. It's too much. You're zooming out
too far. You just did Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan, and I go 15
years. I said if, but I'm saying if, and I'm saying hoping. You're like speaking with an arrogance and a confidence.
Coward.
You're putting it out there.
That's cowardly wish you. Wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
What?
Caleb Williams says the goal is 8 Super Bowls.
Yeah, good for him.
I'm going to jinx it by saying that I think he's going to be here 15 years.
You don't have the power that Caleb Williams has over his life.
Maybe Caleb Williams doesn't have the power that I have. No. Believe that I could actually mush him.
You are prognosticating his life and saying with assurance that his life is going to be what it is. And
here's
it freaks all of us
here's
out.
Here's what I'm saying. He's not going to win more Super Bowls than Tom Brady, but he's going to win more Super Bowls than I've ever seen the Bears win in my lifetime. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, start low. Start low.
I think he's going to win more than 0, fewer than 7.
Uh-huh.
As the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Anyone got a problem with that?
What if we include the day that you were conceived by your parents?
He'd be tied.
If we're including that day, if we're going back that far, which I think is only fair and sensible, scientifically.
Then I'll take the over. I'll take Caleb Williams minus 1 Super Bowls won as Bears quarterback than I have technically already been a part of in my life.
For anybody who might not know, it was a hell of a halftime show at Danny's parents' house that day.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, Danny. I wasn't going to bring it up.
You know, Spiegs, on today of all days.
I know. But it's all connected. Tanny, maybe this is why our boy has the absurd assurance he does when he gets this excited. It's one thing to get excited. It's one thing to mush our next 15 years. Years as a collective.
This is unmushable. It's unmushable.
Wow.
Dude, the situation, he's too talented and the situation is too good.
The unmushable Caleb Williams. It is coming soon to CBS Tuesday nights.
It is unmushable. He might underperform to his expectations.
But this guy Williams.
But this guy Williams is
not. Williams.
This guy Williams is not going to bust. Bust is off the table.
Oh.
It is.
No, what did we do?
It's off the table.
Oh, no. No.
Triffin, save us.
I'm not afraid of that. There has never been a quarterback as talented as him in my lifetime that has busted. And there's never been a quarterback as good as him in my lifetime walking into this situation.
Oh,
you put those two things together, his floor is Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson.
Well,
that is his floor.
Can I take us back to the moment? And the moment tells us this. It's also been reported, is this Diana Rossini reported it, Tanny, that Caleb has been working on Shane Waldron-specific route tree stuff.
Yes.
So this is how far along he is.
That was Kaylin Kaler earlier today.
Oh, Kaler. Thank you. Kaylin Kaler earlier reported it. That's excellent. Caleb's been working on Shane Waldron-specific route tree stuff. The install of the offense has begun. Tell you what, this morning.
It's practically his second year in the league already with how long he's been a Bear.
This morning, when Mike Mulligan asked Kevin Warren in studio, which was a great listen today, and then they had the Arlington Knights mayor. Incredible radio.
I don't want to talk about those losers. Hold on.
When Mike Mulligan asked Kevin Warren, have you guys already signed Caleb Williams? All it got was like a friendly chuckle. It was not an absurd question.
No, it was not at all absurd
that they might have already signed the number one draft pick.
Other than Caleb doesn't have an agent, and there's definitely going to be something with that that is going to be a news story for a little while.
It was only like a 35% absurd question. Yeah, yeah. No.
Those guys
you know what I mean? But
those guys did a killer job this morning.
Job.
I just have literally – I mean, you know I think it's joyless on a random Tuesday.
Yes.
That's why
you were praying for God this morning that we didn't talk about it.
Less than 0% interest in talking about taxpayer dollars for a domed stadium that won't be built for a minimum of 5 years on Caleb Williams Day.
Texter says it's as if Danny is trying to create the mush audio for Tanny's Open 5 years from now.
No. It's not. It's going to be fine.
Playing a long game.
Why Detroit is special for this occasion? The
we'll
case
build restrooms.
That can be played at any moment. The case to trade up, the case to trade down. We are off and running for about four plus, probably about 5.5 hours, who knows, until the Bears make that second pick. It's Parkinson Spiegel, our draft special, live from Detroit on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hey, Tom, you're up early.
Well, it is draft day. How you doing?
Well, I'm great. I'm having a great day. How about you?
Well, I'm sitting here eating my pancakes, thinking about moving number one.
Happy draft day. It's the Parkinson Spiegel draft special. Tell a friend, watch us on X and YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app, The Score. We're good enough to be your first screen. We'll settle for your second screen option tonight. Draft coverage on The Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We'll have a report from whatever Shane Reardon has seen in the madness in about 10 minutes or so.
Good, good, good. It's pretty awesome to be here in Detroit. I was reading today, Danny, that in 2006, when they hosted a Super Bowl here, they had to do some staging downtown to help it look presentable, including they hired people like from realtor agencies and interior designers to furnish unfurnished buildings downtown. That's how rundown Detroit downtown was. That is not the case anymore. It's pretty cool to be here in a revitalized downtown. And it is happening, man. Shane's been here before a couple times, many times, and showed us like this little alley where a whole bunch of bars are really cool. And just everywhere you walk, people in football jerseys, people, I think a picture is like Texans, man. I don't know who the hell he is. You said it feels like Times Square has now come to meet the NFL draft. By design, this is what the NFL has wanted. This is the ninth year they've been on the road. The first was Chicago in 2015. This is the ninth one, and Detroit is getting the benefit. And this town is Lions crazy, too. Everywhere you look, there's banners. You see the one from Traverse City saying, "You deserve a vacation, Lions. Come hang out in Traverse City, where the pit spitters are."
No. Traverse City doesn't need to do that. You don't need more people up there.
Tanny's hidden gem.
They don't need to advertise, by the way.
They want Jahmyr Gibbs to go and have a great month in Traverse City on vacation. But this town is excited, and it's representing very well.
No, it looks great. They've done a great job. We'll see what it's like in Green Bay, Wisconsin next year to see if they can handle it and how many people are going to get there.
Will we? Will we?
On TV. I mean, why would I go when the Bears have the 32nd pick in the draft? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, cool, they drafted a guard.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you I'm going to tell you how they're going to get there, by the way, to that 32nd pick in the draft. It's not taking a wide receiver in round one.
Okay.
Not taking a wide receiver at nine.
Okay.
If I'm to ask you, next year is your winning window, is the beginning of your winning window.
Yeah.
Because would you agree that next year should be year one of your winning window?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Texans just made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
And won a playoff game.
Yeah, they are set up with a nest where he can go in. You have 2,000-yard veteran receivers.
Yeah.
You have two veteran tight ends who can both catch the ball. You have a running
Gerald
back.
Gerald Everett's fine. But yeah.
Okay.
But he's a serviceable NFL player. Yes.
Absolutely. Cole Kmet is a
good. Cole Kmet is good.
He's a solid receiving tight end.
He's a top 10 tight end. Yes.
You have a big time free agent running back that you want to work into your passing game as well.
Yeah.
You do need additional wide receivers. Tyler Scott is nothing special. There's just about nobody else. Maybe Velus Jones Jr. is going to make the team as a kick returner. But you do need a wide receiver. But I don't think you need to use an asset this high up in this draft on a wide receiver when you are looking at a winning window that begins next year. You've got all those things already. You trade down from 9. If
Adunze is there at 9, you're trading down?
I do.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I am. If Adunze's there at 9, I'm trading down.
That's ridiculous.
You're not going to use him that much. And this, you're one of a winning window, Danny. And the wide receiver class is incredibly deep, and it's going to be deep again next year. You know it. Every year, the wide receiver class is incredibly deep.
Wait a minute,
but you'll get a wide receiver later in this draft. But if they trade down to like 14 or 15, and they get the best defensive player, that the one that they want, if they have 3 or 4 that they want, or if they decide they're going to trade down there or a little further, and they love Adonai Mitchell, or they love Xavier Worthy, or Leggett, or any of these people, Jalen Polk, whoever they've decided on. I trust Ryan Poles.
I trust Ryan Poles, too. To be clear, today is about the Bears getting Caleb Williams. The 9th pick is a huge 1B story, but I'm not going to be mad. You know,
if they take Rome Odunze. I'm not going
to
be mad.
Ryan Poles deserves the benefit of the doubt to see the architecture, the building of this team through as the architect that's gotten them to this point. So there's not – listen, trading down and taking a defensive player would be the closest thing I could probably get to getting mad. But I understand the argument of an impact defensive player to be the finishing piece to hopefully make this a top five defense. Uh-huh. I wouldn't like it because they've invested so much in the defense already, including a defensive head coach. But to me, what if Keenan Allen gets hurt? Now what? Like – depth matters,
and their
winning window is not just next year.
But
it's Caleb's rookie contract
for sure.
And on that rookie contract, Keenan Allen is going to be there for one of the 5 years. And when he leaves, you're not, and you have the 22nd pick in the draft.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to have a guy who's going to be able to step in and be as productive as Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers.
You don't know that DK Metcalf was a second round pick.
I know
AJ Brown was a second round pick. Justin Jefferson went down around what, 19, or was it 21?
Of course.
So, I mean, it happens all the time in the NFL because wide receivers are incredibly talented and the class is always incredibly deep. I still very much want a wide receiver out of this. You know, I love Adonai Mitchell. I like Keon Coleman. There are tons that people like. Those are two that I like quite a bit that I would feel great about getting in addition to whatever else I'm getting, because you can never have enough cheap labor. You can never have enough cheap assets and really good draft assets in this league as you're trying to build a winner here in this window of the rookie contract.
I think that's a money ball mentality, and the Bears have done that at some point already. You need blue players. You need blue chip players. You need star players at premium positions. And Jalen Reagor was a first-round pick.
Yeah,
he was. Henry Ruggs was
right
a first-round pick.
Right before Jefferson. Jalen Reagor was before Jefferson.
And Tyquan Thornton was a second-round pick. And Sky Moore was a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. And again, I can get, for every hit you give me, I can give you a miss.
Okay, well, George Pickens was a second-round pick.
Yeah, right. And he is an inconsistent, not nearly as safe of a productive player as Rome Odunze.
And Christian Watson was a second-round pick.
These are early.
I could go back and find others.
And Tom Brady was the 199th pick.
No, yeah, he was.
But that's not a way to build a team. Like, you know what I mean? And so I think that the ability to take a premium player at a premium position. Now, listen, if they think that Byron Murphy is a more impactful position at 3 technique than Rome Odunze, okay.
Well, what if Montez Sweat gets hurt? Who's your edge rusher on this team?
That would be a problem.
There is none.
By the way, I agree with that.
They're worse off if Montez Sweat gets hurt than they would be if Keenan Allen gets hurt.
I agree with that.
At this point. And they're not going to go out and get a veteran edge rusher. If they trade down and they decide, you know what, Jared Verse is my guy, or Dallas Turner is my guy, or Latu, even though he scares me from a health – but if it's my guy, Chop Robinson. Like, if they come up with a great edge rusher and they've added assets and get a wide receiver late, I'm going to be just fine with that.
I agree with that. The biggest need on the team is another pass rusher.
I agree.
But The biggest need for Caleb Williams is another weapon.
But it's a pretty damn good nest they've built him already.
I know, but it's Caleb Williams wants to be here for 20 years.
I push back on this being a Moneyball philosophy because I'm talking about winning now. I am talking about winning now. I'm talking about
better. You think Byron Murphy adds more wins to next year's team than Roma Dunze?
I think
there's much higher chance of a receiver having a rookie year impact than a defensive lineman.
Well, how about a defensive end? How about a pass rusher? What if I told you Dallas?
These guys are not that good at defensive ends.
But if you get the first one and it's Turner and you like him, then and he has
most people think he doesn't fit the scheme perfectly for a 4-3. He's 2 years younger than Verse and Latu.
Micah Parsons, 11 overall.
12. One pick after Justin Fields.
Okay.
Oh, listen, if you tell me that any of these guys is Micah Parsons, I'm in.
What if I told you that Chop Robinson is Von Miller or is Micah Parsons?
then I want him.
And you could trade down and get him.
Then I want him.
Or you could take him straight at 9.
If one of these guys is Von Miller, Miles, so, yeah, absolutely, then I want him.
I don't know if Byron Murphy is that three-tech guy, but if he is, then, yeah, I could see Warren Sapp adding more than Chris Carter to this team's playoff chances.
Okay.
Okay.
I can see
Von Miller or Micah Parsons adding more than Jamar Chase to this particular team's playoff chances.
But what about to Caleb Williams' career?
Well, Caleb Williams' career is not just in a one-year window.
No,
we've
it isn't.
Time.
No, I know, but the best way to make him successful is to give him premium assets. And that is the most important thing for the Bears. It's not to me just about winning this year. And by the way, come on, Matt Eberflus. Coach somebody up. Turn Pickens into something.
So Zach Pickens and Jervon Dexter.
Turn Dexter into something. Where is Dominique Robinson? You are a defensive head coach that has been given a gazillion assets.
I hear you.
Can you give me an overachiever, please?
And you've just brought in your defensive line teacher as your defensive coordinator, who is supposedly a great defensive line teacher from Buffalo.
So I don't know how many more resources Matt Eberflus needs in order to have this be a great defense.
Yeah.
Second round pick in Tyreek, second in Kyler, second in for Sweat, second for Brisker. Money for Edwards, money for Edmonds, money for Jalen, money for Sweat. How much more does he need?
I'm asking you to think short term for this one moment and look at it and tell me if next year you're more impacted by having Roma Dunze as your number three wide receiver or their favorite defensive player, obviously.
As
your number two pass rusher or your number one three technique.
Yeah, I agree that that's the bigger need for next year. I reject the thought process that should be the priority for the ninth pick in the draft.
Okay, I get it. So Tanny, he agrees with the need. He just rejects my thought process.
No, the idea that
take it, man.
The idea is we have to maximize the number of wins in a 1 year window. Why?
Yeah.
Why is it about the maximum number of wins next year?
It's not in the 1 year window. You've mentioned they're going to have they have two twos next year. It's going to be a great wide receiver class again. So whichever young wide receiver you do add in this draft, and I want to add a great one. I've given you several names later than 9. You can also add one next year when the class is really good again.
We need to get to a report here for Shane Reardon to see what madness he's found himself in. Then we'll bring in Pat Manley. Then we'll pick up the argument. Then we'll get back to celebrating Caleb Williams. Our pets' heads are falling off. It's Parkins and Spiegel in Detroit on the score.
Mullin Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Joined by Bears president Kevin Warren. Is Arlington Heights even an alternative at this point?
The focus is really on Chicago at this point in time, and we're going to do everything we can to bring this to reality.
Tom Hayes, he is the mayor of Arlington Heights.
No, we're not concerned about it. We haven't given up the hope that the Bears are going to come back in our direction if they get a no on the lakefront.
Mullin Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by BBQ Authority in Lyle. BBQ Authority has Chicagoland's largest selection of Napoleon and other gas grills, griddles, big green eggs, pizza ovens, outdoor kitchens, and more. Visit the BBQ Authority showroom in Lyle or online at bbqauthority.com. That's bbqauthority.com.
NASCAR is coming back to Chicago. The biggest names in music headline the stage, while NASCAR's brightest stars chase the checkered flag. The Chicago Street Race Weekend, presented by Xfinity. July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
UglyDeck.com is on a mission to rid the world of ugly decks. We're not just a quality builder using the finest products. We also offer do-it-yourselfers a turnkey deck package, footing installation, and a free coach to save you time and money. Price your deck project today at UglyDeck.com.
Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin and Kenosha is a great place to shop for vehicles. This is Spiegs. I've shopped there 3 times for cars because you're going to get incredible service in beautiful showrooms that are built for your comfort. And the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is one of them. Right now, get 0% financing and up to $8,400 in bonus cash. Plus, Hyundai Assurance is America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Visit or shop online at rosenhyundai.com or rosenhyundaikenosha.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Danny, love to you. Love to speak. I give love to Shane, and same thing goes for Danny.
Afternoons on the Score.
Today is really about Shane. You know, the one guy that we did interview twice was Shane. You know, Shane was a big hire for us as well.
The draft madness in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Has thousands and thousands and thousands of people. They've reportedly stopped letting people in because of overflow crowd, but someone who's in the midst of it all.
Is it John Tesh? Is it Mary Hart?
I believe it is our guy, Shane Reardon. Shane, what have you seen, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I can confirm that. They have stopped letting people in. I'm kind of in no man's land right now. So I was in a sea of people for about 45 minutes until I finally decided to leave and try to find a different entrance. And I just worked my charm and my good looks, and I found myself in. I'm inside the theater, and it is a absolute madhouse. I'll tell you that right now. Bears fans are buzzing.
Wow, that's awesome that you used your charm and your wiles.
I would have used the press pass and the ticket.
I don't think it's enough. I don't think the press pass and even your VIP access was not enough. What did you do, Shane? How'd you work your way in?
Yeah, no, it was the media credential. I just found the right gate. That's all it was, guys.
Damn it!
But no, I don't know. There are a lot of Lions fans here. I can tell you that right now. A lot of Lions fans.
I'm so glad we're paying for this.
Yeah, too.
It is Detroit. Yeah, it looks absolutely. Like, go ahead.
I'm walking back and forth in no man's land, and people are staring at me, and I keep trying to use my credentials to get closer, and the lights are flashing red, and I feel like if I try again, they're going to kick me out.
Are you seeing more Aiden Hutchinson?
I'm on the radio. We got a nice listener here who just recognized me. He gave me a big hug. Sorry about that, guys. I'm back.
Oh, that's good.
Tell him Mob.
Mob.
Yeah. Perfect.
You were asking?
Oh, no, I was just wondering if there's more like Jameer Gibbs or Aiden Hutchinson. What's the most common jersey you've seen out there? Because there's a lot of interesting people there, Shane.
It's definitely Aiden Hutchinson, and then probably Barry Sanders would be number two. And then a lot of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I see that all over the place.
Well, yeah, he just signed a big, big deal. Does it feel like Times Square? Have you seen any absolutely insane people or naked people with a guitar or both?
I'm going to be honest with you. People are very, very controlled, and I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted to be up in that and maybe join it. But this is – Detroit did a really good job. Like, as we know, this is a starter city. It's not Chicago. It's not New York. But they've done a really good job of getting people ready for this. But – I think they could let more people in here. There are pissed off people out there with like closing the gates so early.
Well, that should go well once everyone has 15 more beers over the next 4 hours.
Yeah. But I'm gonna try to find Caleb, guys.
Have you? Yeah, it's a good idea.
He's the one with the silver pinky nails. Okay, you can't miss him.
I'll look for him.
Yeah. Go find Caleb and Carl and call us back whenever you find him. Okay.
All right, will do, guys.
All right, go have a few beers. That's Shane Reardon out among the masses.
He hasn't yet, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I told him to go have some cocktails and walk around and call us.
Yeah, go give it a start.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we got Porth here.
Go get it going. Yeah, Porth is on the case.
What else do we need?
My God, it's good to have Porth here. Let's Shane just relax and be Shane.
That's what I'm saying. Porth, he got us here. He rode shotgun.
He did. My favorite thing today might have been Porth spot heroing a parking lot and finding one, and then we unload all the gear, put it on the cart, and Shane's pushing it the several blocks to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we passed 3 more parking lots. At least three more parking lots we passed on our way.
Well, we got a good deal for $90.
$90 for a day of parking.
It was a steal.
Which he charged, I believe, to Mitch's personal Amex, which is well done, I got to say.
Yeah, oh, incoming text from Mitch Rosen in 3, 2, 1. Pat Manley will join us on the other side. We're just over an hour and 5 minutes from the official draft coverage beginning on your television, but you don't need that because it's already underway on X and YouTube and Twitch. It's the Parkinson Spiegel Draft Special live from Detroit on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.